damn it. Welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. This is some of the news that we missed while we were away on our three-month vacation. There's a restaurant in New York City that is now selling grilled guinea pigs.
What? No.
According to the New York Post.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I told my dad I was going to eat a guinea pig. He gave me $50 and said, why don't you go find yourself a nice girl? Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
You spoiled guinea pig.
classic.
Guinea pig. That's it. Bring something else, you fucking spoiled guinea pig. Fuck Carlo.
Yeah. Jeff, your line is, I wonder what that tastes like.
Huh? Yeah. I wonder what that tastes like.
That's your line when I pointed you, okay?
I wonder what that tastes like.
United States Postal Service is finally releasing a Betty White stamp.
Huh. I wonder what that tastes like.
Depends. Thank you very much. Off to a great start on the news, we missed it.
Who the fuck uses stamps? That's what I want to know. Who are they printing this for? What the fuck? Why are we wasting money printing stamps? Somebody get the Doge department on the phone, please.
The Doge. Yeah, really?
You know, speaking of that, I've had to fucking break down today and take a shit at work.
Whoa!
I hate it every wait a minute.
Hang on. Having previously been discussed, Jeff will not shit at work, so this
not
is like
I
a
absolutely
big...
fucking have to.
And today was the day, huh?
Yeah. And the funny thing was, I took a fucking shit before I left the house this morning.
Atta boy.
And yeah. I'm like, I get to work, and I'm there for, you know, I mean, I get to work at like 6:15.
Well, you pound coffee all fucking morning.
But I hadn't had any coffee yet. So I felt like, I just shit like an hour ago. I'm like, nah, it'll pass, you know. So I went and got a cup of coffee, and boy, was that the wrong fucking thing to do.
Oh, boy, huh?
You know, so the bad thing is I started wearing these suspenders recently. So then I got to take my shirt off so I get fucking suspenders down.
Yeah.
And the bathroom is not private. You know, there's a fucking urinal out there. So people got to walk in and out. I don't like to shit in fucking public.
You don't have any access to the executive washroom at your fucking work?
No, I don't. Oh. No, I don't. We have another bathroom that's way out on the other side of the building, like where we do the training classes and stuff. But there was a bunch of fucking greaseball technicians there. So they were in and out of that fucking bathroom. So I sure as hell couldn't use that one.
How many people walked in while you were shitting?
Nobody, actually. That's
really?
What made it fucking...
Wow.
Listen, I've got this special just for it, so...
Coach, you just got dumped with the Idaho Potato Fries. What does it mean to take home this win for your team?
You know, that was the best dump of my career.
It was. The best dump of my career. Nobody came in, got out, fucking washed my hands, and fucking left.
No.
Jeff Durant had never been there.
Now, what's your plan if someone walks in? Do you just...
Well, you just, I mean, it's...
All of a
going,
sudden, you just go, you just go, oh, I'm going to come. No, that's not the plan?
That's when I... See, the other thing is, if I do have to shit at work, I always take one of those little snack pack puddings in with me.
Oh, you
so
see?
Take some,
oh, yeah!
Take some and fling it out underneath the fucking stall.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Is this 2 weeks in a row now for you, Bill?
I don't know. I'm too old to know when I'm here.
You getting bored?
I mean, well, you know, we're recording a week in advance. We're on the Terminator timeline.
So
I have no idea what's going on.
So you're a week ahead of yourself, huh, guys?
Sure. I'm a week. I'm two reaps ahead. Great. Excellent.
Yeah, nice to see Bill.
Well, I'm happy to
be
here.
The cause.
Oh, yeah, let's not call him Bill. I'm not trying to get sued, motherfucker. Oh. Well, I'm happy guys have a good show today.
Thank you, Kaz. Well, thanks for stopping by. Doug, get him the fuck out of here, Doug.
God damn it.
Oof.
A woman under arrest for stealing a donut delivery truck.
IMPD posted a video to social media.
It's in Indianapolis. This woman stole a Krispy Kreme truck.
Right on. Yeah. Oh, fucking honey, I'll follow you anywhere.
Once they found out the truck was missing, of course, hundreds of police cars were. because cops like donuts.
Went right to the top of the list, didn't it?
Public enemy number one once they found out that truck was missing.
Displaying the aftermath of the crime. Take a look. You can see the donuts just strewn all over the roadway and speedway overnight. IMPD says a woman stole a...
Cops out there with their hats off over their heart. fucking flags are at half staff.
They're flying a flag at half mast.
Krispy Kreme delivery truck on Shelby Street, just south of Fountain Square. Police say as the suspect drove out.
That's a damn shame.
It is.
Out back doors flew open, ooh, sending those racks and...
It's like me at a party in the 80s.
Racks wide open and ready for business.
Back doors flew right open, Jeff.
Drove out. Back doors flew open.
Yeah, they did. Am I right? Back me up, folks.
Sending those racks and racks of sweet donuts out onto the street. What a waste.
What a shame.
The Speedway.
You can still eat them.
What a shame.
They show them in the boxes. They're in the box. You can still eat them.
I'd fucking eat them.
Fucking A-right.
You know how many of those I'd have put? My fucking back seat would have been full of Krispy Kremes. I'm sorry. The back seat of my car would have been full of fucking empty Krispy Kreme boxes.
It's guaranteed diabetes. Guaranteed.
Police later stopped the vehicle. The driver was arrested. It was not, in fact, a sweet getaway.
No, it
wasn't. Oh, ho, ho! Fucking hack.
Wasn't a sweet getaway. What a funny way to put that.
She'd had enough of that.
Funny, she wanted out. This is the face of a woman who's going to steal a Krispy Kreme truck right there.
Oh, let's see.
That's her.
Boon to society.
There she is, Miss America.
She got a fat lip.
Yeah.
Looked like somebody had to tell her something twice. Either that or she talks way too much.
Shut your mouth, irrelevant.
Aim.
Speedway police later stopped the vehicle. The driver was arrested. It was not, in fact, a sweet getaway.
No, it wasn't a sweet getaway. What a funny way to put that. I hope.
What
that
a fun way to put that. Let's fucking
that
move on.
Can we get on to a death and a murder or something?
Goddamn death dedication.
Goddamn death dedication.
I hope that at least some people got to enjoy those donuts and that all that hard work of those bakers didn't go to waste.
I think once they hit the ground.
Have you ever seen the Krispy Kreme machine? It's a machine, lady. It's not people sweating over the fucking donuts.
Didn't go to waste.
I think once they hit the ground.
But they're in boxes.
Well, I don't know.
I'd take a dented up box for a Krispy Kreme.
I'm scratching.
I'm not even a big donut person.
Buddy, I've had nothing but dented boxes in my life.
Five-second rule, man. You pick them fuckers up off the road before 5 seconds, they're good. Eat them.
In a box.
Fuck it.
You just, like you said, the back seat would be filled
with empty fucking boxes.
The back seat of my Jeep would be filled with boxes and boxes and boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts. And in a plastic bag, my leg. Because there's no way I'd be able to keep it. At least my foot would have to come off. There's no way I'd be able to keep it.
Stop and get a gallon of milk.
Oh.
Go sit in a parking lot somewhere, cry and eat donuts and drink milk.
Yeah. I'd love to tell you I'm about an hour and a half away from that.
Crying and eating donuts. just shoving them in your face one after the other.
Just bawling. Dust in the Wind is playing. And I was like, on a loop.
Wow.
Just fucking cramming.
Where did I go wrong?
Just fucking cramming Krispy Kremes into my face.
Gargling down the milk.
Why didn't I die when I was 30 like I wanted?
Sitting on the outer edge of that Walmart parking lot, guzzling fucking milk and eating donuts. Just letting that fucking diabetes sweep over you.
Take me. If there's a God, let me die right now. Just let's end this charade. Which might be a show title.
Let's end this charade.
Let's end this charade. God damn it. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's 10 minutes of boring the piss out of you. It's TGO Radio.
Politics.
Jesus. Well, I mean, not even that, but like, you know, this isn't book talk. No, it's, you know, well, you know, Brian on the TGO Radio podcast, in between his fucking dick and cock jokes, was talking about a good book. Fuck off.
That Meerschaum pipes. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Book Talk.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Man, it was a 1,200-page book.
It was a real snoozer, this one.
God,
yeah,
the fall of the Roman Empire. Oh, my God. Fuck that. Shut the fuck up. Where are the dick and fart jokes?
Exactly.
Quit trying to be intellectuals, you fucking assholes. God damn. Actually, you know what, though? Ron Chernow has a new book about Mark Twain coming out in May. That's 1,100 pages.
Yeah.
And that book about William F. Buckley Jr. is finally coming out in June. And that's 1,300 pages. I'm like, God damn.
Damn.
I'll be reading two books all summer. Sam Tenenhouse wrote that book about Buckley. And he was writing it years before Buckley died in 2009. So it's been that long to get done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's on the Ayn Rand fucking schedule of getting a novel out, huh?
How long did it take that irrepressible coups to write that John Gull speech?
The John Gull? It took like, what, 13?
3 years?
Yeah, 3 years to write that one fucking chapter.
Just fucking impossible. What an impossible fucking human. God. Sheesh.
Brother, you ain't fucking lying.
A is A. Fuck off. Kiss my fat ass. What was that? Simpsons, the Ayn Rand daycare? Is that what it was?
Yes.
A is A. The sign on the wall.
That's so funny. God damn. Yep.
There is a book out about her that I mean, we're still on.
Here we go.
I said no more books, but here we are. About Rand. That covers her time in Russia.
Ooh, and I'd be interested to read that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check that out here soon, and we'll see what's happening there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind checking that out.
Mm-hmm. Like how she got here and she got to Hollywood and stuff, like before she became the impossible figure she became.
Right, yeah.
You know, like her normal life.
Fucking exhausting.
You just know talking to her was fucking a chore. You know, you just know.
Oh, it had to have been.
Oh,
Jesus, God.
We got it.
Yep.
We get the individual. We got it. We got it. But if you're a guy of a certain age, if you're in your 20s, in your early 20s, and you kind of lean to the right a little bit, and you find Rand, like, it's a fucking thunderbolt, man.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Especially if you kind of move on to that stuff she wrote, like the nonfiction stuff, like, you know, The New Left and stuff like that. And it's just,
And I think when I tried to get into that, because you turned me on to Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah.
And I read it, and I actually enjoyed it.
I used to read it once a year.
I've read it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I didn't go that far with it. And then I read The Fountainhead.
You ran so far away from this book conversation. Because you turned off this podcast 10 minutes ago because you have sense.
I enjoyed The Fountainhead as well. Little not quite as much as Atlas Shrugged, but
Fountainhead's probably a better book.
Yeah.
I mean, more rape, so that makes it better, right?
and then Anthem, I read as well. Those three I could get through. But, yeah, when you start diving into the whole objectivist philosophy and the book she wrote on it, shit, it's like, oh, it's Jesus, tough. God, where is my fucking gun at?
Whitaker Chambers wrote a review of Atlas Shrugged in National Review back when that book came out that is so scalding that Rand, after that, refused to be in any room that William F. Buckley was in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was... It's Buckley
was the
editor.
Yeah, that's right.
And creator and
major
domo and all that. But she refused to be in a building with him.
That would have.
It's scalding.
That would have been a conversation I'd like to have seen her and fucking Buckley getting it.
Buckley says about Rand one time that she said to him, "You are too intelligent to believe in God."
Yeah, you know, and I can see that actually. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, and you outgrow and you outgrow Rand, and you should.
Yes.
As you learn more about yourself and the world and how things function around you, but it's for those few years in your early 20s, boy, it's a roller coaster.
You need to work on that. That Ayn Rand impression was pretty pretty good for off the cuff, baby. You need to work on that because we could have some fucking Ayn Rand conversations on this show.
She is a fucking bulldog faced woman, and I am baffled by the fact she caught dick and was just like, it makes sense for us to fuck. And guys were like, all right.
Okay. Like, any chick, all she's got to do is say, okay, it makes sense for us to fuck, and they'll do it.
Look at pictures of 40 and 50-year-old Ayn Rand. Oof, fucking
no,
skillet,
thank you.
Skillet face monster.
Skillet.
Come on. What are we doing?
Jesus Christ, that's funny.
That might be a show title.
Oh, it's Skillet Face?
In minute 17, yeah. Skillet Face Monster.
You ain't fucking lying.
Buddy, tell me.
Oof,
you ever
God
seen a
damn.
More horrible-looking fucking woman?
Nope. Fucking just angry. Looks
no,
like,
buddy, angry?
Looks like that mean fucking grandma that's in every fucking movie and story, you know? Fucking sitting there with a fucking Pall Mall hanging out of her fucking mouth. Here is cookie. Eat.
Fucking
I won't give you cookie. You must work for cookie.
Fucking Large Marge, beat it. Fucking, I bet her pussy look like a gremlin. don't feed it after midnight.
Yeah, no shit, man. God damn.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, in this week's installment of Why Trump Won, we have a girl, a 19-year-old girl named Alicia Ortiz, who was given...
Was deported?
No.
Oh.
Despite graduating last June from Hartford Public High School in Hartford, Connecticut, and earning a scholarship to UConn, Alicia is illiterate. Says she cannot read or write. Why Trump Won continues on TGO Radio.
Did you ever think you'd be going to college here?
No, never. Never in a million years.
In some ways, Alicia Ortiz is living an American dream.
And I'm living an American dream where I can dangle a set of keys in front of a 19-year-old and get her to fuck me. This chick is a numbskull. Honey. Hey, what's this?
Over here.
Hey, what's this? Hey, what's this? It's like Carrot Top at the studio. I got props. It's a whole gimmick going on.
The 19-year-old began her freshman year at the University of Connecticut in Hartford this fall.
Yeah.
She's excited to study public policy.
If she can't read or write, she'll fucking fit right in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Culmination of hard work after moving north from Puerto Rico as a child.
Do you remember when you first came to Connecticut?
Yes, I remember I was very nervous, but I know it was going to be a better opportunity.
Wasn't there a story or something, a book, a Connecticut Puerto Rican or something?
Yes, in King Arthur's Court. Yes. I think you got that confused with a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court by Mark Twain.
Oh, gotcha.
I think what you're thinking of, though, is the lesser-known follow-up to
A Connecticut Puerto Rican.
Yes, a Connecticut Puerto Rican in King Arthur's court.
That can't read, can't read a fucking one ad.
Can't.
You know what, though? Bet it reads the fucking Wick stamps well.
It. Bet it reads. Fucking mom probably cleans hotel rooms for $1.50 an hour.
Oh, no.
Mr. Superman not here.
But Alicia says those opportunities never came to fruition.
Even today, could you read this, or would it take you a long time?
It's impossible. I just see his words everywhere.
Alicia graduated from the Hartford Public School System last
year. How the fuck do you graduate without being able to read?
Last year, but she says today she is illiterate. She still doesn't know how to read or write. When she was in early education,
they would just either tell me to stay in a corner and sleep, or just draw pictures, flowers, for them.
Yeah. I say, why not? Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
And when she was in high school, she relied on speech-to-text programs and other apps to read and write essays.
So,
essay.
If her you friends? Had a Oh. Essays. Okay. Essay.
A-Y-S. Got it.
Where you had to write something, you'd open up a document like this and then do what?
I would go here's. So you.
I would go here's?
The text-to-speech.
It says dictate.
Dictate, yep. I love pizza.
This is how you.
How about a pizza S? Thank you.
You would do your assignments.
And then.
Cats of the World VAK sporting a twin prop airplane.
If you had to read something, that's how you do it.
She said her mother, who does not speak English well, tried.
No shit.
Say it ain't so.
No kidding.
Second generation numbnut. Good. Let's bring in fucking five more. Let's have five more generations of them.
Get answers.
She advocated so much. She went to the school. The principal will promise her that they will do better.
How did she advocate for you if she cannot speak the fucking language that everybody else is speaking?
No, they probably got interpreters.
Of course. Of course they did.
Oh. And sometimes there will be people from the district or the directors promising her that.
You know what? You know what, though? This actually, it could be a blessing in disguise for her. I mean, since she never, you know, she came here as a child from whatever shithole island that is down there. I forget the name of it.
Puerto Rico, by the way, is lovely if you live where the white people live. It's lovely.
Isn't that kind of like most places? Brian?
Well, when you put it that way, yes.
But since, I mean, you know, she made it all through grade school and high school, and she can't fucking read, she can't write.
Yeah.
But maybe, this could be fortuitous.
Because
she may just start fresh and learn Russian.
I tell you what, it was a long way to go for that.
I know, that's why.
It was a long way to go. But I'm I'm all for the journey on that one. That one was worth it. That was good stuff. Or Chinese, for that matter.
Get second language.
Our two eventual rulers of the...
I, for one, welcome.
Our new...
Our slant-eyed overlords. Our
insect overlords. I, for one, welcome our new... Was that Kent Brockman that says that?
It was Kent Brockman. Fucking ants are taking over,
they
baby.
They are going to take over.
God damn.
Was that when Homer was in the...
He was on the space shuttle.
Space shuttle. And
broke the ant colony open. Yeah, fuck yeah. Had the potato chip flood. Yeah, that's such There's so many good things in that episode.
Yeah.
The inanimate carbon rod.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to hear you say that.
Oh, that's the one where they had James Taylor singing. And he told him just to shut up and listen or whatever. Oh, yeah. Now, look, I'm going to sit here and play, and you're going to listen.
It's about to get our first pictures from inside the spacecraft with average not Homer Simpson. And we'd like to... Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, we've just lost the picture, but what we've seen speaks for itself. The Corvair spacecraft has apparently been taken over, conquered, if you will, by a master race of giant space ants. It's difficult to tell from this vantage point whether they will consume the captive Earthman or merely enslave them. One thing is for certain, there is no stopping them. The ants will soon be here. And I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords. I'd like to remind them that as a trusted TV personality, I can be helpful in rounding up others to toil in their underground sugar caves.
Don't worry, kids.
I dare you to find a better written 50 seconds. I mean,
find the James Taylor clip from that episode.
Some good news, gentlemen. We have quite a treat for you. We've been able to coax superstar James Taylor in here. Mission Control wish you well and play you a little of his own brand of laid-back adult contemporary music.
Wow, former President James Taylor.
How you doing, fellas?
With all due respect, Mr. Taylor, this isn't the best time for your unique brand of bittersweet folk rock. We have a potentially critical situation here. I'm sure you'll understand.
Listen, Aldrin, I'm not as laid-back as people think. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to play, and you're going to float there and like it. When you're down...
You're going to float there and like it.
You're going to float there and like it.
And you need a helping hand.
Oh, fuck me. And nothing. They fucking cut. Oh, nothing. They fucking cut back
just
to the
fucking
shuttle.
Angry.
It's all three of them there. Potato chips floating in the air, floating in the air. They're all mad. Oh, shit. Listen, Aldrin.
There's hours of time on the telephone line, talking about things to come.
Oh.
Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Sweet dreams and flying machines flying safely through the air. Fire.
Oh my god, the ants are shorting out our navigation system!
Oh, fuck.
Now, Alicia is suing the Hartford Board of Education and the city for negligence.
Yeah! Yeah! Right on! Yeah. Why would you not? That's the question. You gotta sue them.
I'll sue everybody, goddammit.
Sue everyone, goddammit.
Suit alleges the school district documented and acknowledged Alicia's learning challenges through multiple grades.
Oh.
And because they were not adequately addressed, she continued to struggle academically and began exhibiting maladaptive behaviors in the classroom.
I am baffled. She's 19. How she doesn't have four kids right now.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm baffled.
Exactly.
Sometimes I will feel proud to be the bad child because at least I was...
What?
Something to them, and I wasn't invisible.
While the city of Hartford and an educator named in the suit declined to comment when contacted by CNN, in a statement, Hartford Public Schools wrote,
Hartford Public Schools wrote,
just putting quote, that fucking knife in a little further, aren't they?
Quote.
there it was. Yeah.
Hartford Public Schools wrote, quote, look, you've talked to her. I mean, come on. Let's be honest here.
Look, you're doing the interview.
Come look, on. I mean, look. You've talked to her. You know what's going on here. All right.
Hartford Public Schools wrote, ha ha, we can.
Get back to her so she can read this letter. Fucking numbskull.
While Hartford Public Schools cannot comment on pending litigation,
no.
We remain deeply committed to meeting the full...
Deeply committed to passing a girl who
pistol
had...
Pistol whipping everybody right through this.
Who should have still been in the fifth grade at 19 years old. She should have been using her driver's license as a fucking straight edge. What is she doing in college?
Range of needs our students bring with them when they enter our schools, helping them reach their full potential.
What's a dog, man?
Dr. Jesse Turner is the leader of the Literacy Center at Central Connecticut State University.
Okay.
He feels the main issue here is inequality in public education.
That's right. That's right. They passed her on with honors, and it's inequality. Okay.
valedictorian of her class.
I'd like to read a speech I prepared, but I can't.
But I can't. So Google will read it for me.
Yes. Fucking Stephen Hawking voice. Fucking pipes up.
America should be asking a question.
Yeah.
Do we really care about our children? All of our children?
No, buddy. What a dumb question.
And I would argue.
I barely care about my fucking child.
That.
No, that's not true.
Maybe we don't.
A 2019 report from EdBuild, which promotes equity in public schools, found that majority non-white school districts get $23 billion less than districts that serve mostly white students.
It's only $23 billion.
Come on,
less. Jesus Christ.
8,000 school districts in this country. You got to relax a little
bit. Have a bake sale, you fucking lazy asses.
Yeah, really?
Fuck. How many boxes of fucking M&M's I sold? God damn.
Fucking popcorn.
No shit. Popcorn, cheese, and sausage. It's funny how we needed new band uniforms every year, but they kept giving me the same old fucking stinky-ass one that somebody in 1970 wore. But no, we got to go sell fucking wrapping paper. God wrapping damn. Paper. Dude, I hated that. That was the worst part of growing up for me, being in baseball, Cub Scouts, and having this fucking, here, go out and fucking beg people to buy this shit.
I just went to a couple neighbors. That's the most I ever did.
Garbage.
Minority enrollment in Hartford's public schools is at about 90%.
Oh.
The Department of Education's a big con job.
Plus,
It's a big con job. The Department of Education. It's the greatest con that the country's ever seen. Besides me. Let me clarify. 34 felonies.
I don't know that you can say that about Trump. He told you who he was from the fucking beginning.
No, there's no...
Like in 2016 in that debate with Hillary, he goes, yeah, you know how I know it's a crooked system? Because I fucking use it. I went, all right. Okay.
This is how it ends.
He told you how it was from the fucking jump.
Right from the jump.
In the entirety of the United States of America, there is not one locality anywhere in this country, and I'm saying anywhere, and I mean this quite literally, anywhere where votes are collected. Every single place where votes are cast and collected in the United States of America on election night in 2024, every single one of those recorded more Republican votes than 4 years ago. Democrats gained absolutely no ground anywhere in this country. You can't blame Trump for that.
No.
It's quite literally never happened in our history. You can't tell me Trump, Trump's the messenger. I don't know that he's the messenger, man. I just think it's bad Democrats.
Her fears a crucial guardrail will be lost if the Trump administration follows through with abolishing the Department of Education.
Something needs to change.
I hope they gut it from the inside out like a fish.
Jesus.
How do I protect the special education children?
Well, apparently you give them honors and send them to fucking UConn. Have them deal with the trouble.
Hugs?
Grilled cheese?
Grilled cheese? Keeps them busy for a while.
Speaking of that.
Pocket cheese.
Pocket cheese. Let me see if I have it here. This means nothing to you, but it gets to me being able to play this clip. The wrestler John Cena turned heel over the weekend, and it had never happened in his career.
Is he still wrestling?
This is his last year.
Okay.
This enormous heel turn.
Oh, wow.
At the event. It was huge. Made me think about this clip from the Shane Gillis special. And I'm just going to play it, and we can enjoy it, and then get on to the next story. But this clip makes me laugh very hard.
I look like this, so...
I've heard this millions of times.
Me coaching the Special Olympics, I was like a fucking double agent. No one knew whose side I was on, dude. Player, chaperone, no one knew. I'd be standing there coaching, holding a clipboard with five dudes that looked exactly like me. I could always see the coaches from the other team looking over like, I think they're fucking letting one of them coach. Yeah. No, I did coach the Special Olympics for a little while, and it's fun. That's another thing you're allowed to talk about. It's happy. Everyone there is sportsmanship. It is funny. Don't let anyone tell you it's not funny, dude. I was there. Everyone there is laughing. It's fun. I coached basketball. Kids would catch the ball, just fucking launch it into the bleachers. People would be like, what the fuck are you doing out there? Like, I don't know. My whole team ruled. Every dude on my team was they were the funniest. They were bros. They're bros, dude. My whole team loved two things. They loved tits. They do. I don't know if you know these guys, dude. They fucking love the ladies. They love the ladies. And they love John Cena. That's it. That was the news every day. We'd be in the huddle. They'd be like, there's a lot of ladies here tonight. It was like, ooh, yeah. They'd be like, what do you think John Cena's up to? Oh, you're going to have to get way worse before you meet him. Cena's like the angel of death for those guys. I told my guys, I was like, you see Cena coming, you get the fuck out of there. He's taking souls with him.
He's taking souls with him.
First on Fox, a Spanish Lake man is behind bars for sexual misconduct on a Metrolink train for a second time. He was in court today.
This is St. Louis. If you've not been to St. Louis, a Metrolink is like the above ground subway in St. Louis.
Gotcha.
Area.
For a bond reduction.
Fox Files investigator Chad Mira has more on the disturbing allegations and the suspect's history of similar behavior.
Last month, D'Angelo Covington's accused of exposing himself to someone at one Metrolink station before then allegedly having sex with a seat on a train at a different station.
I take issue with the having sex with an inanimate object.
Right.
You're attempting. You're humping against it or sticking your dick in something, but
you're not.
I don't know that you're properly having sex with it.
Yeah.
I've had sex with a couple of girls. They were like fucking a couch. They just were laying there. You know? I don't know. Look, honey, I'm still going to come, so you may as well try to enjoy yourself. At least, you know, thrust your hips up, something. Fuck's sake.
So he's fucking a seat.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. It's not the first time he's been caught, you know, tried to mount a fucking...
Did he have the seat's permission?
Well...
The seat going to be okay?
Seat's not going to be okay, little Tommy.
This isn't the first time he's facing accusations along these lines. In fact, he's already been banned for life for similar conduct in the past.
Oh,
I love it when those banned for lifes go into effect and then the guy's on the train the next day doing the same shit.
Well, so what does your ban mean?
Yeah, right.
All right, you're banned for life. All right. I'm going to be back on here fucking this seat tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
This is the sluttiest seat on this train.
This train's got the best fucking seats.
It really does.
I don't mean I like sitting in them. I mean, they are the best fucking seats. Fucking
no lube needed. Fucking get right in there.
You suppose he, like, very salaciously unzips that zipper on the side where you can pull the cushion out, you know? Pulls that down very, you know, real sexy, maybe. Just kind of slips it in into the fucking foam.
No, if this guy is deranged as he fucking sounds, I bet it's a whole goddamn hooping and hollering production.
Fuck,
come, fuck. Holy shit.
Do not come.
Oh.
Excuse me?
Do not come.
Well, thank you, Kamala Harris. Very good. Very good.
Don't worry.
She was apparently on the train with that guy that day.
Before then allegedly having sex with a seat on a train at a different station.
Yeah. He's taking the show on the road.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to be a one, you know.
No.
He's not a one-stop guy.
You can act that good. You got to take it on the road.
He's got shirts. He's selling merch. I'll be in station 5A in 30 minutes. I'll be fucking that chair over there.
Fucking signing autographs.
Oh, my God.
He's got it going on.
Yeah. Well, he's got a whole system going.
And this isn't the first time he's facing accusations along these lines. In fact,
I'm shocked to hear that piece of information.
He's already been banned for life for similar conduct in the past.
D'Angelo Covington in court Monday asking a judge to reduce his $50,000 bond for sexual misconduct on a Metrolink train.
But it ought to be $250,000. It ought to be $550,000.
Fucking judge looks at him and go, didn't you know that you'd been banned for life?
Yeah.
The first thing we do is we start pulling video.
Uh-oh.
So in this particular case, we were able to provide very detailed, very descriptive video.
Wonderful.
I would very much like to see that.
you know who's already requested copies? J.D. Vance.
Oh, yes.
That's up on fucking OnlyFans Couch Edition.
Buddy, how much would you pay if you could only see it by paying? How much would you pay to watch J.D. Vance fuck a couch? Because I'd pay $50 for that. Are you shitting me?
Oh, yeah.
I think you and I would have to go in on it together. I don't think we could go too deep.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I mean,
that way, if we both go in on it, we can say it's for the radio bit instead of one of us doing it and people going, what the fuck are you doing buying that content?
Try to keep me from coming when I'm watching JD fucking the couch. Watching that fucking pimply fat ass bouncing up and down on the couch. Try to keep me from jerking my rod. I dare you.
Do not come.
All right.
Do not come.
I got it.
Not to worry.
You're not the boss of me.
On a Metrolink train.
The first thing we do is we start pulling video. And so in this particular case, we were able to provide very detailed, very descriptive video.
According to court documents, those cameras caught Covington having sex with a seat on the train for 10 minutes at Lambert Airport.
10 minutes? What is he, Superman? Oh, my God. I could fuck you 5 times in 10 minutes. Holy shit. Ain't that a man?
Seat wasn't able to fucking reach up and give his nipples a tug, get him over the edge, you know?
Leave my nipples out of this. Put your finger on my crease. Keep the nipples out of it. What are we doing here? Let's quit pretending.
Terminal 1 station last month. Allegedly, the same day, he exposed himself to someone at the Umsel South Metrolink.
Guy's unstoppable. I told you, he's taking the show on the road.
What you don't realize is, yes, that's part of the show. That's the preview. Yeah, this right. is the dick
this is...
that fucks the seat. Right here, everybody. Fucking gets the helicopter going.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
it, right here. Yeah. Show coming up in 10.
Got the Charlie Chaplin going. The helicopter is hilarious. Giving girls the Harpo and the fucking...
Form. One passenger told me Monday she's never seen anything like that and normally feels safe riding the train.
Oh, I don't know. I see couch fucking all the time. I don't know about you.
Well, I mean, in my house alone. Is it worth it to get a flashlight and stick it between the... Kind of force it down in between the cushions so you can mount it.
Mount it and get that Why fucking, that action going.
Why the fuck would I want to be on top of my sex toy? What? No. I'm a 52-year-old man. But I can't have sex toys. I could die any fucking day. My heart could give out. I can't have my son walk into my house. They just had 5 people wheel my carcass out.
The cranes have just left.
Yes.
And they're rebuilding the wall as we speak.
They got a crew out to rebuild the roof when they had to
And your son's walking out going, what the fuck
what
is
the
this?
What the fuck is this thing?
Why is it slimy?
Oh, no. He'll know why. It can't be me. I mean, if you got to have a gimmick to make yourself come, congratulate, but it could not be me, man. I mean, more power to you, but someone's got to fight your body one day.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not going to, you know.
I can only imagine, but it shouldn't be going down like that.
In court Monday, it was.
That's right, sweetheart. You really shouldn't.
It's revealed Covington had drugs in his system at the time of his arrest.
No!
Kidding! Wow.
Say it ain't fucking
so. Holy shit.
Well.
Huh. Deranged guy fucking a seat on the train.
And he's
got drugs. Huh.
Huh.
Never made the connection.
I just can't possibly be right.
Oh, no. Oh, say it ain't fucking so, you stupid fucking asshole.
Thank you, Trixie.
Thank you, Trixie. Ooh, fart. I think my dad dropped ass at his house when I was over there today, and...
He probably didn't even know it.
No, he fucking knew it. You can't not... He probably didn't think it was going to get over to me, but it got over to me, and I about passed out. Oh, I can only imagine if you light a chili dog on fire, it smells like whatever this fart was. Good gracious.
At the time of his arrest and is diagnosed bipolar and schizophrenic.
No, that's hard to feature. Huh.
Drugged up and fucking schizo. Huh. Wow.
Again, it's a problem that can't be solved. But with a couple dollars worth of lead to the back of his head.
It can be solved.
I mean, look.
There's a solution.
There's a solution.
Final solution.
And you know what? You'll probably never hear me say this again. We've got just the president for the job.
Boy, no doubt,
you
man.
Know? Whew. If anyone's going to let you blow some homeless guy's brains out, some homeless fucking maniac's brains out, it's going to be Trump. Trump will sign off on that.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
You freaking kidding me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They said she was extremely opposed to the bond reduction, pointing to a number of past convictions. Last May, Covington was convicted of sexual misconduct involving a child under 15.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Where he was accused of exposing himself to a child.
No.
Then, last...
That's hard to feature.
June, Covington was caught for the first time having sex with the Metrolink seat at the Lambert Airport Terminal. Metrolink security...
Hey, watch this. I can't come if you don't look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
...is now keeping an eye out.
This individual is on that exclusionary list. And as a result of this...
How'd that work out for you the first goddamn
right.
time?
...act on the 13th of February will be banned. We'll receive a lifetime ban as well.
Again. The judge denied the bond reduction
Again.
Request.
Good, because that worked so well the first
it
time.
It did, buddy.
Yeah. You got to think about these couch seats, man. You know, you banned him once and he came back.
Yeah.
And those poor seats can't defend themselves.
Yelly Gavolt.
Wow.
Covington's due back in court March 31st. For the Fox Files, I'm Chad Mira.
Well, we may have to keep track of that.
Yeah, that...
immediate execution, actually, is the verdict on this. Aren't they going to put a guy in South Carolina to death by a firing squad this week?
Are they really?
I think so. I just saw it in Ooh. Passing. Is that going to happen? Yeah, they're going to put a target over his heart or some shit like that I saw. And like a firing squad. Baby, that's the way. I'm all in for the firing squad.
Firing squad South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the weird thing. He's the first man set to become the first... South Carolina man is set to become the first executed by firing squad in 15 years.
Oh, well.
So,
oh, well.
Yeah, apparently.
I love they were putting cats down during the Bush administration. I fucking dig that. What's the story? Let's see. Six Friday evening. South Carolina man will walk into the death chamber. Strapped into a chair and have a target placed over his heart. He may utter last words, ow, ow, ow,
ow,
ow. Ow. Ouch, I've been shot.
Yeah, right.
Has a hood placed over his head, shielding him, a curtain shielding him from spectators is swept aside. Three volunteers armed with simultaneously fired bullets designed to shatter Shadoobi on impact with his chest. Yeah, baby.
Killed his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat after she refused to come back to him.
Baby,
he chose to die by bullets.
Yeah, well. Baby, come back. Uh-oh.
No, it ain't happening.
Had a sneeze miscarriage.
I hate that. Oh, I hate that. that fucking irritates me so bad.
Yeah. I'll be over at dad's and he'll be starting to sneeze and I'll go, hey, and he loses it and gets pissed. It's hilarious. Well, Jeff, in this week's installment of Why Trump Won.
Well, there's your.
Oh, well, it looks like you ought to be cleaning your fucking pool or something. He's a maniac. Is there a story there? Is that a video?
Well, what's happening is a condemned prisoner. What's happening?
What happened?
Executed on March 7 by firing squad.
Beautiful.
The ironic thing is that South Carolina forces prisoners to choose between three.
Forces prisoners to choose.
Three different alternatives.
Who's this fucking old fossil?
Alternatives. In his lawyer's words, that's between a violent death by firing squad, a torturous death by lethal injection, or electrocution, which he says is basically frying his client.
Or why don't you take a baseball bat to him like he did his victims?
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
Oh, it's torturous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is a baseball bat to
Again,
the head.
We got the right guy in office to make it happen. Suspend that cruel and unusual stuff.
By the way, the firing squad has been held unconstitutional in South Carolina, but it's okay now because he has a choice.
Yeah, and
I love it.
And it's obvious that constitutional things aren't really fucking up in play right now, okay? Yeah, I mean, we're all just kind of fucking flying by the seat of our pants, buddy.
South Carolina goes, I call lawmakers of South Carolina went, all right, we can't do it. Let's give them a choice, though. Wink.
Wink.
Yeah. Sign this paper, you fucking 50 IQ mongrel.
What's this say? Barbaric.
And barbaric.
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 These were the faces of these poor creatures.
Barbaric.
Barbaric.
The training of these poor
Jesus
creatures.
Christ.
To turn themselves into fighting machines.
Oh.
Is simply barbaric.
Well, thank you, Senator, for making that point for the
barbaric.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Barbaric.
All right. Senator, I'm glad that Robert Byrd took his Klan hood off long enough to.
Barbaric.
All
oh,
right.
Jesus,
we heard
God.
You. Is it still going? What the
fuck? That word resound.
All
right. Still talking?
From hill to hill.
Uh-huh.
And from mountain to mountain. From valley to valley, across the broad land, barbaric, barbaric.
We heard you.
May God,
Jesus Christ,
Billy, stop. All right.
Those poor souls.
Someone shake him awake.
Hey, look, Senator, a black guy. There, get him out of here.
It would be so cruel.
All right.
Jesus. Barbaric.
Okay.
Can you imagine being
hear
in the...
me.
Jesus,
hear me.
Jesus, God, I fucking hear you,
barbaric.
Bird.
All right.
Is there anybody left in the chamber listening to this?
No, I think he was
idiot?
In there alone, frankly.
Race relations.
Oh.
They're much, much better than they've ever been in my lifetime.
Uh-huh.
I think we, as my personal opinion, I think we talk about race too much.
Ah.
I think those problems are largely behind us. I think we can all profit by our mistakes.
Oh.
I think we've reached a new plateau, and I think it's going to keep going upward, that understanding and race relations, but I think I just think we talk so much about it that we helped, I think, create somewhat of an illusion.
Illusion.
I think we try to have goodwill. My old mom told me, Robert, you can't go to heaven if you hate anybody.
Was this before or after he was the Grand Wizard?
Yeah, well, no, he wasn't the Grand Wizard. I think he helped raise money, though, I think, was his role.
Oh, for the Klan?
In the Klan, okay. Yeah. My old mother told me, Robert, take off your hood. I want to talk to you. You can't go to heaven if you hate anybody. My old dear mother.
You can't go to heaven if you hate anybody.
Uh-huh.
Except for...
We practice that.
Uh-huh.
There are white niggers.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time.
Yeah, me too, Senator. Yeah.
But
I fucking... I'd like to be Tony Snow sitting across at...
Oh, nope. Ooh, that was close. Told you I had to shit.
I got one, too, in the chamber. Yeah. And how'd you like to be Tony Snow? You're sitting across from Robert Byrd, and he drops the white N-bomb on you, and you go, holy shit, this is amazing. And he says it twice, no less. Jesus. Oh, my God.
There are white niggers.
Uh-huh. What? Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time. I'm going to use that word.
Yeah, they couldn't.
What, white? It's okay, Senator. You can say white.
Senator, it's Fox News Sunday. I assure you that...
No. Assure you.
I assure you.
Yeah.
The word is not unfamiliar to our viewers.
And has probably been uttered backstage many times.
At Juan Williams, weirdly enough. He just called him one time. He pissed me off. He took the last bagel and I got mad. Dropped the N-bomb on him. Oh, shit.
We practice that.
Yeah.
There are white niggers.
Jesus.
I've seen
this is the same clip.
Okay.
He does say it twice, though.
There are white niggers in my time. I'm going to use that word.
No.
But we just need to work together to make our country better. Quit talking about it so much.
Yeah.
So just keep rambling then, Senator.
I do have very, very rare, extremely rare audio of a Klan rally that Robert Byrd was at. This is way, way back in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Chinese people with their kung fu and all that silly chang, chang, chong talk. I can't understand you. Go back to your country. Wipe out.
I can't understand
you. How'd they get that recorded so clear in the 30s?
It was clear as a bell, wasn't it?
Man, amazing job.
But it's okay now because he has a choice.
Yeah.
Barbaric and ironic. Oh. There have been challenges to executions in dozens of states.
Yeah.
And in many cases, they have succeeded, at least in the sense of holding them up. In many states, there's kind of...
Has Trump suggested to anybody yet that they... monetize this by putting it on Fox? Can you imagine what the ratings for that would be?
Brought to you by the NRA.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Also brought to you by Lauren Boebert's restaurant. The fucking, what was her restaurant called?
Oh, Shooters.
The Shooter. Yeah. Shooter's Grill.
Yeah, Shooter's Grill.
Yeah. Yeah, you laugh until I come here with a Shooter's Grill t-shirt on one day. Fuck yeah, I'm going to get one too.
Kind of a moratorium. They're simply not executing anybody. South Carolina hasn't done it for many years. They've now suddenly started it up. Part of the reason is I think many in the public are concerned about death penalty. They think it's even that is barbaric by any means.
Nah.
Also,
nah, I'm good.
Because of a bizarre ruling by a federal judge, they can't use many of the lethal chemicals because the FDA hasn't approved them. Why hasn't the FDA approved them?
Let's get Robert Kennedy on the fucking case here. What are we doing? Health and Human Services? Come on.
You know what the FDA has approved? Rat poison. There you go.
Right in your
feed
fucking
feed them
veins.
A rat poison sandwich.
Yep.
Because the FDA says to be approved, they have to be safe and efficacious, which is legalese for effective.
Oh.
But if a drug is effective in killing somebody, it can't possibly be safe.
All right, you bleeding heart faggot. We got it. Beat feet, dummy.
Jesus.